just a moment, you'll hear James Stewart as The Six Shooter, only one of the many fine programs brought to you Sundays on NBC. Each Sunday, listen to the music of the NBC Symphony Orchestra broadcasting from Carnegie Hall. Hear the amusing adventures of Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy in The Marriage. And tune to the NBC Star Playhouse for the nation's greatest stars. It's a lineup of wonderful programs, all of them heard only on NBC. James Stewart as The Six Shooter. The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, its handle unmarked. People call them both the Six Shooter. The NBC Radio Network presents James Stewart as The Six Shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western territories, leaving behind a trail of still remembered legends. Now, in just a moment, immediately following this important announcement, you'll hear Act One of The Six Shooter. A Christmas gift with a future. That's how everyone feels about a gift of United States savings bonds. Because when those bonds mature, they pay back $4 for every $3 invested. What's more, they can be held as long as 10 years beyond maturity and earn even further interest. Give a gift of United States savings bonds. Now, Act One of The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart.
I hadn't expected to stay over in Smoke Falls, but when I stopped off to see old Dad Somerset and found him all crippled up with lumbago, well, of course, he didn't ask me to look after his stock, but I could see he sure wanted me to, so... Well, a couple of weeks later, he began feeling better, so I started thinking about moving on. It was nearly 5 o'clock in the afternoon that day. The sun just spilled over the top of Eagle Mountain. When the buckboard pulled into the yard.
Mr. Ponsett?
Oh, evening, ma'am.
Mr. Ponsett, I'm Grace Proudley.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Miss Proudley.
I've been meaning to come out and see how Mr. Somerset's been getting along, but I just never have a minute free time. It's canning season, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Dad's feeling much better. If you'd like to talk to him, he's
no,
right in.
No, just say that I asked for him. As a matter of fact, it's you I want to talk to, Mr. Ponsett.
Oh?
You see, I'm president of the Ladies' Aid Society of Smoke Falls.
Uh-huh.
We're affiliated with the church and do lots of charity work, Christmas baskets and things like that, you know. All the best ladies in town are members, and we don't just take in everybody either.
Well, this
is what I'm getting at, Mr. Ponsett. Tonight's our box supper and square dance. It's an annual event. Mr. Simpling always loans us his barn for the occasion. I've spent the whole afternoon helping with the decorations. Now, Polly Sullivan, that's Wade Sullivan's wife, she's chairman of the decorating committee, but since I'm president, I felt it was my duty to give her a hand. That's what made me so late coming out here to ask you.
To ask me?
About attending the supper.
I'm not
going to take no for an answer.
Oh, but Miss Proudley,
I've already told folks you were planning to come.
Oh, but you shouldn't have done that.
Now, after all, you're practically the first celebrity we've ever had in Smoke Falls. The auction starts at 7:30. You won't be late, will you, Mr. Ponson?
Oh, but
And one more thing, would you mind wearing your gun? The men folks are especially interested in that. Get up, Sheba. Come on, someone.
Oh, but, wait a...
7:30!
Wait a minute, Miss Proudley. Say there, Miss Proudley. Oh, dear.
Well, after I gave Dad his supper, I washed my face and wet down my hair and started off for old man Simpling's barn. When I got there, Miss Proudley met me at the door and introduced me around. The only name that sank in was her daughter, Ellen. Pretty girl. I figured that when the box supper she'd packed was put up for sale, the bidding would be mighty serious.
All right, everybody, we're ready to begin the auction. We don't want the music now, Wilbur. Wilbur! just gather around the table here so you can get a good look at what you're buying. But remember, you can't judge a book by its cover. Now, which one shall we start with? Oh, my, look at this one. Pretty pink ribbon and white tissue paper. Why, I'll just bet you there's a whole fried chicken inside this box. Now, who's going to make the first bid? $1.50. Don't forget, gentlemen, a pretty lady's company goes with the supper.
I'll give a nickel.
Now, Spud Hooker, you stop joshing. You know we don't take any bid less than a quarter.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, who'll offer a quarter just to get things underway? Look at this lovely box. Just think some nice young lady spent the whole day fixing it up.
Then she'll be too tired to dance.
Come on, somebody. 25 cents. Why, it cost more than that.
The auction was kind of slow in picking up momentum. But when Mrs. Proudley started in to make the third sale, well, there wasn't much doubt whose supper she was selling. Ellen Proudley sort of reddened in the cheeks and tried to look unconcerned. I saw her give somebody a glance on the other side of the room, almost like a signal. Couldn't tell who it was intended for, but there were two fellas standing over there. Spud Hooker is one, tall, husky, about 25. He'd been cracking jokes and acting sort of like he owned the place. The other boy was kind of a different sort. He's thinner, shorter. He hadn't opened his mouth since I got there.
Now, let's see if you can't do a little better this time, gentlemen. Here's the next supper.
Oh, boy.
My, it looks familiar. Oh, I guess I shouldn't have said anything, should I? Ellen will just about murder me when I get home. Oh! Well, as long as the cat's out of the bag, I might as well go ahead with the sale.
50 cents.
Bud Hooker bids 50 cents. A supper like this ought to be worth more than half a dollar. A little bird told me there's a chocolate cake inside.
75 cents, ma'am.
I've got 75. Now, what about it, Bud? You're not going to let Tom Leverett outbid you?
Dollar.
$1. I'm bid. One silver dollar. Who'll give a dollar and a quarter?
$1.25.
Don't forget, gentlemen, it's all for charity.
$1.50.
Now we're getting somewhere. I'm bid $1.50. Bud Hooker offers $1.50. Are there any more bids?
$2.
You're bidding $2, Tom?
Yes, ma'am.
$3.
Oh, three?
That's what I said.
Well, now, we all appreciate your enthusiasm, boys. But remember, this isn't the only supper you can buy.
It's so the only one I'm buying, and I'll take it right...
$4.
Huh?
Well, all right. Going once, going twice, and it's sold.
$5.
Now, Spud, are you sure?
I'll bid $6, Miss Proudley.
You're making a fool of yourself, Leverett. Ellen wants to eat with me.
My bid's $6.
$7.
Now, boys...
$10.
Oh, now you don't mean that, Tom. You can't afford $10.
No, I mean it.
Well, all right. I'm bid $10. Are there any more bids? Going once, going twice.
Go ahead, sell it to him. It ain't going to do him no good.
Now, we don't want any trouble, Spud.
Ellen's my girl, and she's eating with me.
I'll take that box, Miss Proudley. Here's your money.
Didn't you hear what I said? She's eating with me.
Get out of the way, Spud.
You're not man enough to make me move. Now, give me that box or I'll take it away from you. Okay, Tom, you hurt me.
Hold on there. Now, just a minute here. Now, hold on.
It don't concern you, Ponson.
No, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it doesn't concern me. It just seems to me that there ought to be a better place for settling things, that's all.
Mr. Ponson's right, Spud. Let's go out.
Hey, where's Britt Ponson? Dad Somerset said he was over here.
Yeah, I'm Ponson.
Mr. Ponson, Sheriff Tinsmith told me to find you.
What's the matter, Jake?
Dink Falk just broke out of jail.
Oh,
yes. He shot the sheriff in the back while he was getting away.
Oh, he did.
We took him over to Doc Foster's, and he's bleeding pretty bad. He wants to talk to Mr. Ponson before he...
I'll get my horse.
Glad you got here, Britt, before...
Now, what are you talking about, Ray? You're going to be all right. The doc says you'll be back on your feet again inside of a week or so.
Don't know what I was thinking of. letting Dent Polk get hold of my gun while I was serving his supper. Must be getting careless in my old age.
Now, well, you're not the first man to have trouble with Falk. He had a pretty fancy reputation from what I hear.
Yeah, that's why I had to see you, Britton. My fault he got loose, and I don't want other folks to pay for my mistakes.
What do you mean?
I know this town, Brett. I'll get a posse together and start after Falk.
Well, that's...
And they'll catch him, too. But going out in a crowd like that, he'll hear him coming. Falk's a wildcat killer, Brett. When he's cornered, he won't give up. Pick off three or four of the posse before they can close in.
Well, not if they're careful.
That's the trouble, though. Fellas here ain't cautious. They're bullheaded, but you'd know how to take him, Brett. No, I ain't saying it's your duty. You don't even live in Smoke Falls, but you could capture Falk without him having a chance to...
I'm afraid you're giving me too much credit, Ray.
If you want somebody to go along, any of the boys...
Sure, I know that,
I'd be mighty grateful, Brett. The folks here have been good to me. Wouldn't like to leave them thinking that because of me, because of what I did, some of them was going to...
No, you better take it easy.
I know it's asking a lot. Falk's a good shot. A wildcat killer. It's asking...
We'll return to James Stewart as the six-shooter in just a moment. Recently, the American Red Cross was called on for immediate and dramatic expansion of its part in the National Blood Program, was asked to make available all the gamma globulin possible for the prevention of paralysis from polio. Experiments conducted over the past 2 years have demonstrated the effectiveness of this treatment. It takes approximately 1 pint of blood to make an average dose of gamma globulin as used for polio. And one injection protects a child for a period of 1 to 5 weeks. Therefore, there is a tremendous need for blood donations now, so that we may be able to do our utmost to safeguard our children during the epidemic period next summer. At the same time, there has been no let-up in the need for blood for use overseas and for the thousands of wounded men in our military hospitals who are still fighting for a chance to live. If you are an adult, call your local Red Cross chapter right away. Get an appointment to make a donation of your blood for the National Blood Program, which aims to supply the total blood needs of the country. Join the thousands of Americans who are rolling up their sleeves. Take pride in having helped save a life.